Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about His Word. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer. Then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us the sandwich of the day. Hallelujah. If she's available. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. And pass over the name of that selection again.
It was called Above by Michael Smith. It was called, I played two songs. I think the one we heard was Above All. That's the one we just heard, Above All.
Oh, Okay.
I had been playing music, and then when it got to that particular song, it was called Above All.
All right, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Okay. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you again, Pastor, for that selection. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10 and verse 14. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're thanking you for this day, Father God. Thanking you for all of your many blessings, Father God. Thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. Thanking you for our pastor, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for being God and teaching us and letting us know we have to be spiritual. And this is a spiritual walk with you, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive your word, Father God. Bless all those that are sick and shut in. Bless all those who are bereaved. Be with those that are going through. Be with those that are traveling, Father God. We're thanking you in advance for your traveling mercy. We're thanking you for your protection, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise, Father God. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your truth. Father God, we're just thanking you for all things. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless our pastor, guide and direct him as you use him mightily to bring this word, making it plain so that we're able to understand it and also to meditate on it day and night. And Lord, we just bind up anything to try to come up against anyone on this broadcast, any of the listeners and those who participate. And Lord, we give you praise and we just want to say thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We got Sister Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
God bless. My first piece of bread is coming from Joshua, chapter 9, verse out of King James. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. On that second piece of bread, we're going to put Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Psalms 34:4. And inside that sandwich, we're going to put, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. That was Joshua what, Evangelist?
Wait a minute. That was Joshua 1, first chapter, 9th verse.
Okay, all right.
That
thank was the you so first much. That was awesome. All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, I need part of that sandwich right there. It's an encouraging word. Be strong. No matter what you're going mm-hmm. through, be strong. I thank you for that. I'm still
Amen.
Chewing on some leftover from Evangelist Sharon yesterday. These sandwiches just off the chain. But hey, brothers and sisters, I thank each and every one of you all for joining us today. There's a couple things going on, and, you know, I just like to tell it like it is. I know we were talking about grace, and for some reason somebody got behind and they don't know that we moved on. We were talking about spiritual things because grace is spiritual as well. But yes, I believe in the law, but I understand the law. I know why we have the law. See, the subject is real clear to me in scriptures. Yet, a lot of people want to debate, and they get, I don't want to say get confused, but in the Christian faith, people want to argue and debate. I don't want to argue and debate. We're living by grace, like it or not.
Amen.
And I just think people's in error when they think they can live by the law. You can't do it, man. So we're going to share some scriptures, and but I wanted to go into the new year with a clear understanding that we're supposed to be spiritual. Maybe that's what the Lord wants me to do, start it by being spiritual. But understand that God wants us. That's part of his plan. Part of his plan is that we know the law, but understand why we have the law.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Amen.
And understand what the law is. So let's go to Galatians 3. Because see, Paul, his job was to clear up a lot of things. So God let him have personal experiences. So this week, I want to just kind of make sure everybody's on the same page with the law, because we have a couple of listeners, and I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot, but we have a couple of listeners that don't understand. You got to live by grace. I know you understand the law, and we're going to live by the law, but we're going to live by the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. So it's two different laws. But you can't tell people to live by the law. You got to tell them to live by the spiritual laws.
Mm-hmm.
See, so we want to make sure that's cleared up this week. In Galatians 3 and 24, Evangelist Sharon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to Evangelist Renee. Thank you for spiritual lunch. And praise God. Thank you for that prayer and that selection. In the King James in Galatians, verse 24 reads as follows. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, the law was like those Greek tutors which you are familiar, who escort children to school and protect them from danger or distraction, making sure the children will really get to the place they set out for. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, the law was a schoolmaster. It directed us to Christ. If you don't get anything today, get this. It directed you to the spiritual life. How about that one?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that's what the law did. So before Christ came, Moses' law served as a guardian, or as someone who was leading somebody and directing somebody and guiding somebody. And
yes.
But after Christ came, the training wheels came off, baby.
Amen, amen.
Because, see, before you couldn't receive Christ. You didn't have that kind of faith that you could put in Christ. But once Christ came, you could begin to put faith in him, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. So that's just so important that you know you don't no longer live by that. It directed us to Christ. And I just wanted to be clear with that one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And since we have Galatians 25, I mean, just going to read that too while you're there.
Okay. It reads as follows, the King James. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, but now you have arrived at your destination. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Amen.
Yeah. And see, God is a spirit, and they that worship mm-hmm. him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Yeah. Don't allow the enemy to use you and tell you that, well, you know, you got to have the law. No, the law is good. It serves its purpose. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think I'm spending a little time. Because I want to make sure everybody understands that it's nothing wrong with the law. When you're in Christ, you supersede the law because you want to do the right thing anyway.
Yes.
You don't need that. You don't need that guide. You know, you can go now. You're on your own. It's been fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just love what the Messenger Bible said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
325 again, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. It says, but now you have arrived at your destination by faith in Christ. You are in direct relationship with God. Amen.
Yeah, see, we're in direct relationship. Before Christ came, Moses had to give us all our orders and all of the answers. But now, that's why I like that word, but. But now, you have arrived at your destination. But faith in Christ, in the Spirit, see?
Yeah.
I just love that direct relationship. I love you, same Pastor. But guess what? I got a straight relationship to Christ now, Evangelist Sharon. I mean, if I don't never come to your church, Evangelist Sharon, you can't stop me from serving God. I have a direct relationship now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So if I don't pay no tithes, you can't put me out. Sorry.
Amen. Amen.
Because see, once they start with one law, they keep it rolling, baby. Keep it rolling. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is what's important. You got a direct relationship. See, I understand the purpose of the law. The purpose of the law really was to make known what sin is. How do I know that? In Romans 3:20. Let's read that right quick. Romans 3:20. You know, I wasn't going to go there, but I'm going there now. Romans 3:20.
In the King James, Romans 3:20 reads as follows. Therefore, by the deed of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, and it's clear enough, isn't it, that we're sinners, every one of us, in the same sinking boat with everybody else. Our involvement with God's revelation doesn't put us right with God. What it does is force us to face our complicity, in everyone else's sin. Amen.
Now, see, it's nowhere in the scripture that tells you that you get favor with God by what you do. that doesn't work, brother and sister, by keeping laws doesn't do it. Doesn't get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't give you no approval with God. It's by grace are you saved through faith. That's where it's
Amen.
At.
Amen.
But the reason for the law is real plain to me. Is to let you know, A, you can't do it without it. That's why you need grace. That's going right back. See, it's kind of going back.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said over there in Romans 7, remember what he said in, we'll read that, in Romans 7 and 7. See, I never knew what sin was. I didn't know. But the law taught me. It was my schoolmaster. It taught me what sin was. But could it save me? No. So in Romans 7 and 7, thank you.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, nay. I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I can hear you say, if the law code was as bad as all that, it's no better than sin itself. That's certainly not true. The law code had a perfectly legitimate function without its clear guidelines for right and wrong. Moral behavior would be mostly guesswork apart from the surgical command. You should not covet. I could have dressed covetousness up to look like a virtue and ruin my life with it. Amen.
Amen.
See, the only reason I knew that is because of the law. That's the only reason I know. I would have known what lust was if I didn't have something written down. Tell
mm-hmm.
me that's
Amen.
Love. To identify
Amen.
That.
Mm-hmm.
See? So you can't say, well, God pardon sin. No, God, like he give us warning, he give us guidelines, he let us know certain things. So you got to keep the laws in its right place. In Romans 3 and 19, if you'll go there, please. I just think some point need to be made. And you know, maybe we'll get a little bit into the Old Testament this week, because I was accused of not really going to the Old Testament. But I'm like Paul. You know, I'm trying to put some spiritual gifts in you, person. That's what I'm trying to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to deposit
yeah.
some spiritual stuff. If I go back,
Amen.
If I continue to teach about the Old Testament, all I'm going to do is tell you a whole bunch of stories and things that were done. The New Testament and the Book of Revelation is what we need to be living at.
All right, then.
We need to
Amen.
Be teaching people who they are, getting them ready for eternal life. The Old Testament mm-hmm. got people ready for Christ. Hello, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that again? See, the Old Testament
Amen.
Got them ready for the Savior. The Savior is mm-hmm. here. Now, we got to
yeah.
get ready for our eternal life. So you can't
yeah.
compare that with the Old Testament, brothers and sisters. You can,
mm-hmm.
but you grace became more prevalent in the New Testament. It became
Amen.
Widespread. It became more acceptable. You know,
yeah.
they had a hard time trying to accept Jesus. But now,
mm-hmm.
his brand is out there. They can't do nothing about it. That's why they holler.
Amen.
That's why they have to celebrate the holiday. Every country on the face of the earth know what Christmas is.
Yeah.
And they celebrate it as Christ's birth.
Amen.
In America, it's a national legal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
So it became part of our culture. Preach, preach.
Mm-hmm.
It became part of our culture.
Yeah.
That's became right. part of our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ Amen. Became part of us culturally.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody mm-hmm. get ready to celebrate. You got your kids buying toys. Maybe they don't know the full meaning, but that's beside the point. The point is, maybe one day they'll learn what this really yeah. is to be about Christ. It's the Spirit. But anyway, in Romans, what did I say?
3:19.
I think that's where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
We know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become just before God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. This makes it clear, doesn't it, that whatever is written in these scriptures is not what God says about others, but to us to whom these scriptures were addressed in the first place. Amen.
Amen.
And it goes on to say, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
see,
it's clear.
There's nothing wrong with the scripture. The scripture applied to everyone that was under that influence or under that time or under that dispensation. That's what mm-hmm. the scriptures is applies to. The whole world,
yeah.
yeah, both under the judgment of God. I mean, I get all of that.
That's right.
That's what you have to understand,
Amen.
Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But we're not under that. Sorry. I know you want to throw us under that. We're not there.
Amen.
Yeah. So when you read, matter of fact, back up to the 10th verse. Look what the 10th verse says. Evangelist Sharon.
As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Amen.
Okay. And then the Message Bible. Do we Jews get a better break than the others? Not really. Basically, all of us, whether insiders or outsiders, start out in the identical condition, which is to say that we are all start out as sinners. Amen.
Yeah. So, see, we all been there, but we want to be saved.
Yeah.
And because we accepted Christ, that put us in another category altogether. See, God calls, command man, even David revealed that over there in Psalms 14. I think that's where that sister was at. Psalms, excuse me, something like that. But in Psalms 14, we'll go there.
What verse, Pastor?
Oh, 2 and 3. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Okay. The Lord looked down from the heaven above upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, not no. Not one. Amen.
Amen. And was that verses 3 and 4 or 2 and 3? I'm sorry.
2 and 3,
Pastor.
Oh, thank you. From the Message Bible, God sticks his head out of heaven. He looks around. He's looking for someone. Not stupid. The man, even God, expected just one God-ready woman. He comes up empty, a string of zero, unless unshepherded sheep taking turns
pretending to be shepherds. The 99 follow their fellow. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, David said, the Lord see it. The Lord condemned it. Yeah. And he condemned men. The law did. Not God, but it was more the law. Not God.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
So God was showing, even against nature. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's laws within your nature that tells you things that's not right. So it's the law within that's what governs you. But anyway,
yeah.
Y'all be blessed, and we'll pick it up tomorrow because I don't want to leave nobody hanging. We'll pick it up tomorrow. And
God bless.
Y'all be